Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 24, 1805. Wild River. The expedition has arrived at Celilo Falls, an area now known as the Dells. Negotiating this long series of rapids and falls will be quite a challenge. Yesterday there was a long portage, and today a dangerous passage. First, the story of the portage.
I, with the greater part of the men, crossed in the canoes to opposite side above the falls, and hauled them across the portage of 457 yards, which is on the larboard side and certainly the best side to pass the canoes. I then descended through a narrow channel of about 150 yards wide, forming a kind of half-circle in its course of a mile, to a pitch of 8 feet, in which the channel is divided by two large rocks. At this place we were obliged to let the canoes down by strong ropes of elkskin, which we had for the purpose. One canoe, in passing this place, got loose by the cords breaking, and was caught by the Indians below. Captain William Clark, October 23, 1805.
Now for the tale of today's dangerous passage.
The first pitch of this falls is 20 feet perpendicular, then passing through a narrow channel for 1 mile to a rapid of about 18 feet fall, below which the water has no perceptible fall, but very rapid. Below those falls are salmon, trout, and great numbers of the heads of a species of trout smaller than the salmon. Captain William Clark, October 24, 1805.
Captain Clark today climbed up and over a large high rock with some of the natives to observe the river and rapids below. He determined that the portage of the canoes over this high rock would be impossible, but he could also see difficulties they would have to overcome in taking the rapids. The danger in passing through those narrows was the whirl and turbulence of the water. After discussing the situation, he and Pierre Crozat determined that with good steering they could pass down safely. Clark sent the men who could not swim down on the shore with some of the expedition's valuables and sent the canoes down two at a time. They passed through safely, to the astonishment of the Indians who observed from the high rock. This all took place at the Great Falls of the Columbia, later named Celilo Falls. Most of these rapids and falls are now under water behind the dam and locks of the Dells. Today, the two old chiefs, Twisted Hair and Tetaharski, accompanying the captains, expressed their desire to leave. These two men had greatly assisted the captains in bartering for wood, dogs, and salmon by using the traditional Indian signs, but now they could not communicate well. The languages here were much different, and the Indians in this area were not well versed in the signs used by the tribes upriver. Tomorrow, goodbye to the two chiefs.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.